And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of April, 2012. It was on this day, 1976, the first Apple computer came on the market. And a year later came the Apple II. It's the birthday of Marguerite de Navarre, born in Angoulême, France, 1492. She was the daughter of a count and a mother with high aspirations for her children, so Marguerite learned Latin, Spanish, Hebrew, and Italian. She read philosophy, read the scriptures. Her younger brother Francis became the king of France, and he'd always looked up to his big sister, so he asked her to join his court, and she did, and she advised him on all sorts of things, on diplomatic affairs, and why he should employ Leonardo da Vinci and Benvenuto Cellini at the royal court, and why he should try to reform the Catholic Church. She tried to mediate the religious conflict between Catholics and Protestants and to protect reformers like John Calvin, even though she didn't agree with him. It's the birthday of Dorothy Allison, born Greenville, South Carolina, 1949. Grew up desperately poor, but she was inspired by the confidence that her teachers and classmates had in her. She said, because they did not see poverty and hopelessness as a foregone conclusion for my life, I could begin to imagine other futures for myself. She was the first person in her family to go to college, and there in the late 60s, she was introduced to the feminist movement, which she said was like opening your eyes underwater. Wrote a memoir about her childhood and family history called Two or Three Things I Know for Sure, and wrote a novel, Bastard Out of Carolina, which she's best known for. Dorothy Allison, who said, people want biography, people want memoir. They want you to tell them that the story you're telling them is true. The thing I'm telling you is true, but it did not always happen to me. It's the birthday of the poet Mark Strand, born on Prince Edward Island, Canada, in 1934. It's the birthday of poet Christopher Smart, born in Shipbourne, England, 1722, who experienced a religious awakening that convinced him that he was a prophet, and he began praying and preaching in the streets of London and tried to follow the biblical injunction to pray ceaselessly, and he would drop to his knees whenever the Spirit moved him, which embarrassed his family, and they put him into an asylum, where he wrote the two poems for which he's best known, A Song to David and Jubilate Agno, which includes a section praising his cat. It's our poem for today, Christopher Smart. For I will consider my cat Jeffrey, for he is the servant of the living God, duly and daily serving him. For at the first glance of the glory of God in the east, he worships in his way. For is this done by wreathing his body seven times round with elegant quickness? For he keeps the Lord's watch in the night against the adversary. For he is of the tribe of Tiger. For he purrs in thankfulness when God tells him he's a good cat. For he is an instrument for the children to learn benevolence upon. For every house is incomplete without him, and the blessing is lacking in the spirit. For he is the cleanest in the use of his forepaws of any quadruped. For he is the quickest to his mark of any creature. For there is nothing sweeter than his peace when at rest. For there is nothing brisker than his life when in motion. For by stroking of him, I have found out electricity. Christopher Smart, from his long poem, Jubilate Agno. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.